This is Dr. Nidik telling a letter addressed to Olayinka, O-L-A-Y-I-N-K-E. Last name is Ajoma Brain. That's A-J-O-M-A-G-B-E-R-I-N. That's Dr. Olayinka Ajoma Brain. Letter is dated February 9, 2022. Regarding Henry Lewis, date of birth is September 17, 1960. Paragraph, dear Dr. Ajoma Brain, paragraph, thank you for your kind referrals. Paragraph, I had a telehealth appointment with Mr. Henry Lewis today, and he, as you know, has a history of constipation and reflux period. Presently, his reflux is under good control when he takes lansoprazole, 30 milligrams QAM. And his constipation is under control on Amitiza, 24 micrograms BID, period. He has not experienced any abdominal pain, constipation, diarrhea, bleeding per rectum, nausea, vomiting or fever, period. There's no history of any dysphagia or odynophagia, period. Patient claims that he's feeling well, period. Paragraph, lab results from February 1, 2022 were reviewed with the patient, and he's not anemic, and there's no evidence of any leukocytosis or thrombocytopenia, period. His glucose fasting is 140, and he thinks that he may have had some carbonated drinks prior to the procedure, period. His AST is slightly elevated at 42, come at the top normal being 40, period. This has improved significantly compared to March 2021, when his AST was in the 60s, period. He does consume quote small amount of unquote alcohol, period. His hemoglobin A1C is 6.8, period. His bilirubin is normal, and his amylase and lipase, C-reactive protein, are all within normal limits. Paragraph. A CT scan of the abdomen and pelvis done without contrast on August 27, 2021 revealed a small left pleural effusion, which the patient is not aware of, period. There was some compressive atelectasis of the left lung base, which is unchanged compared to the previous MRI, period. The right lung was clear, period. The imaging was done for the lower chest, and therefore chest X-ray PA and lateral view will be useful to follow up on this finding, period. There is no evidence of a pericardial effusion, period. The pancreas appeared normal, and again there was evidence of a nodular thickening of the adrenal glands, similar in appearance to the previous MRI, period. The findings of the MRI were reviewed in detail with the patient and also independently with the radiologist, period. Paragraph, a colonoscopy done on August 2019 revealed a colonoscopy done on December 3, 2020 revealed hemorrhoids and diminutive polyps, which are all removed, and none of the polyps had adenomatous features, period. Paragraph, his status post treatment for hepatitis C, period. At this point, my recommendations will be as follows. Paragraph number one, continue amitiza, 24 micrograms BID. Next point, continue lansoprazole, 30 milligrams Q-day. Directional side effects explained. Next point, kindly follow up on the pleural effusion seen on the previous imaging studies. Next point, continue with the cardiology appointment dash as planned in April 2022. Next point, with the history of hepatitis C, I will recommend a routine surveillance for hepatoma with Q6 months abdominal ultrasound, LFTs and alpha fetal protein. Period. Next point, patient consult regarding dietary and lifestyle measures to improve his fatty liver, LFTs, and his A1C, period. Next point, unless otherwise indicated, follow-up appointment in 2 months with the appropriate referral, period. Please feel free to call me for any questions at 410-803-2211. End of dictation. Thanks.